The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Rochem Nafayin Aleph. The Gemara in Banav Avram Beis brings a Mishnah. Elu Asurin v'Oisrin b'kol shein. There are Machol Asuris, which Asur, even b'kol shu. And the first one mentioned is Yayin Nesach. What is Yayin Nesach? Very often we hear the term Yayin Nesach used by people, and I think it's used quite inaccurately, because Yayin Nesach means, the word Nesach means that it was this Nesach who was poured, or at least shaken or moved, the Yayin, something was done to the Yayin in, as Avodah Zarah, as an Avodah to the Avodah Zarah, in service of Avodah Zarah. That's the definition of Yayin Nesach, and that of course is an Issa Deraisa, to drink it, it's also to have Hanor from it. That's certainly very uncommon at Slainu, unless somebody got leftover wine from a Rabbi's Tiflu Chedayim. Certainly that's not a common situation among us. However, what is very common by us is something called Stam Yainu. Stam Yainu means Stam Yain Shalohem, meaning of a guy. Stam Yain that you get from a guy, the Chazal Asid, it's also Midra Abonon, Zegzera, that maybe they were Menasechet Lavei Nezara. So that's why we have all kinds of halachas and chumras about yayin, but yayin mevushal, and all kinds of halachas about yayin from a goy, when you're allowed to use it, when you're not allowed to use it. So so as we mentioned, there's something called mevushal. What does it mean mevushal? So Chazal said that yayin which was cooked, if the yayin was cooked, then there's no longer an iser of stam yayinim. Which is why much of the wine produced nowadays, wine and grape juice also, I should add, much of the wine is made in the facility it's made, they're mevashalit. That way, there's no problem if goyim get involved. For example, if it's served by a chasano at a restaurant, and you have staff working there who are not yidin, that's not going to create a problem because it's not going to be a problem with stam yidin because it's yayin mevushal. Okay, so what does it mean mevushal? So the generally accepted method of what's done is that it's pasteurized. The wine is pasteurized. Now, there is a question about pasteurization on wine, whether it helps. There's a tshuva from Revel Yashav in the Kovitz Tshuvas Chelik Aleph, Simen Ayin Hey, and Ayin Vav, two tshuvas there. Revel Yashav says that why Yayin Mevushal is not included in the Gzer of Stam Yainim, the Rosh says, because it's a milsa d'lo shchicha. It's not common for Goyim to cook their wine. It's not a davar shchiach. I think the reason is like other Rishonim say, because it doesn't taste as good once it's cooked, so it's not bakovedik for the Avodah Zarah. So Rav Yosha says, if that's the reason, then that is not going to help today, because today it's avada shchiach. The tremendous amount of the wine, maybe the majority of the wine that's produced today, is pasteurized. It's mevushal. I think even the Goyisha wine, it's not just pasteurized for kashrus reasons, it's pasteurized for health reasons or for whatever reasons to it should stay better. B'cholayfen, Rav Yosha says, it's now that it's not a milsa l'shchicha, so therefore you do not have the heter of Yayin Mevushal on pasteurized wine. However, the Milchus Shleima, Chelek Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman, also has this taina, but he says it doesn't make a difference. He says, it doesn't matter if nowadays it's Shchiach or not. L'maisa Chazal are the ones who made the Gzeira. Hey Mamru v'hey Mamru. They who made the Gzeira said, the Gzeira of Stam Yenim, they said that Yayin Mevushal is not included in the Gzeira, and pasteurization is considered Bishul. So therefore, it's not included in the Gzeira. Nowadays it's Shchiach. So that means you want to make yourself a new Gzeira, because now it's Shchiach. We all make new Gzeiras. Ein Biodeno looks at Gzeiras Chadashas. We can't do that. So therefore, we still have the heter of Mevushal, even though now it's not Shchiach. Now, Rav Yosha over there says, he says that when Chazal said the Yayin Mevushal is not included in the Isser, it's not the Pshat that they said that there's no Isser Stam Yenim on Yayin Mevushal. No. The Pshat is like this. There's a klal all over that Milsad L'Shchicha goes to Barabbanan. So Chazal said that klal applies in this din as well. So therefore, they said, whatever is L'Shchiach is not included in the Gzera. At the time of the Gemara, it meant that Yayin Mevushel is not included in the Gzera, or pasteurized wine is not included in the Gzera. Nowadays, it doesn't mean that, because nowadays, it is Shtech. Now, this is Zalam Nishamachlekes over here, Shlem Ezalman of Yashiv. What did Chazal say? When they said that Yayin Mevushel is not included in the Gzera, did they refer specifically to Yayin Mevushel? Or did they say, in general, whatever is Leishtech is not included in the Gzera? So that's the machlekes. I saw Rav Nezer in Yeridei Kuf Tezayin Isdalid. He says Ladia that Yain Mevushel is not included in the Gzeira, the way Rav Shlomo Zalman understands it, and therefore, if even if nowadays it is Shchiach, it would still be awesome. Okay. Now, despite the fact that we said that Rav Shlomo Zalman does not hold of the Steina of Lashkiach, Rav Shlomo Zalman is Machmir in pasteurized wine nowadays for a different reason. What's the reason? He says, because the Rashba and other Rishonim say that the reason that Yayin Mevushel is not included in the Gzeira is why? Is because when you cook it, it's different. There's a Shinoi Nicker. There's a noticeable difference in the, call it in the taste, in the quality, in the consistency, I don't know exactly what, but there is a Shinoi in the Yayin that happens al yaday the Bishul. And therefore, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, that nowadays the way it's pasteurized, it's done in such a way that there should not be a difference. It might be due to the fact that it's done in sealed containers, so there's no way for it to evaporate. I'm not sure what the reason is, what the method is, but al kapanim, they certainly try to retain the original flavor and quality of the wine, even though it's cooked. So, Dr. Shlomo Zalman says, so nowadays, you don't have the heter of mevushel. Because it's not what you would call mevushel; it's a different kind of bishul. In Shuvas Yabia Omer Chelak Chesem and Tezayin, he argues on this, and he brings a raya from the Mechaber in Simakuf Chav Gimel Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says over there that what's the definition of bishul? If it's maschil lehasiach, if it begins to bubble, so he names on over there that if it just begins to bubble, that is not going to create any shinui that's nicker in the taste of the ayin. So it's mukhar that we don't pass like that. We don't go to Rashba. You don't need that. I did speak to somebody who's an expert in this field, and he told me that Yabi Aimer's assumption over here is not so mukhar. He says it could be that the taka is a shini nicker even when it just begins to cook. L'maisa, so as we said, Rabbi Yosham and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman are machmir. Yabi Aimer is meikel, and also Digras Moshe and in the Shevet Halevi, they have a discussion about the shear, the temperature that it has to reach in order for it to be considered mevushel. It certainly seems that they're assuming that the pasteurization is going to turn it into yayin mevushel. You'll have a heter, otherwise the whole discussion doesn't make any sense. Why are you talking about a temperature if the whole thing is not, it's not going to help? So, Kalponim, it does seem that Ramosha and the Shevet Levi are Mekel, so there is a Machlekes. I think in our Yisrael it's a little more prevalent that some people are Machmer. I think the Minig in general in America is to be Mekel, but it is Kedai to know that there is such a Machlekes.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.